Hello, Bill here.
Hey Bill, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Oh, busy, busy, busy. And
Yeah.
you?
Same here, man. It's our busy season right now, so we've got a lot coming up. It's getting pretty hectic over here. I just wanted to kind of call and touch base with you, get an update. Did you happen to get that driver for the business?
Well, I should know within the next week or so. We're still working on some details. So, I should have a firm answer, yes or no, whether I'm going to move ahead with it or not by end of next week. So,
Okay, you know what I can do?
if you
I'll
want, touch base with me right at Monday after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? Yeah, I can do that. I can definitely do that. I'll write that down here on my end, and I'll give you a call around
Right.
then just to see where you're at with that.
Okay. I mean, you shouldn't need any to run any more background or anything on me, like credit reports or anything by then, should you?
No,
Other than what you've already done.
I don't think so. I think we have like everything just still on file. Yeah, everything's still on file. And even if we had to check credit again, we have a new program. It's like a software. It won't even show up on as an inquiry, so which is really nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's pretty cool actually. It's a nice feature. 'Cause I know
Oh.
a lot of concerns come with having credit checked and everything, but
Credit
I think
checks, yeah.
because you're fairly recent from when we last time you went through the
Right, I don't,
process,
yeah.
I think it should
Right.
be okay for right now. But since you are going through the Morningstar Equipment and Leasing Company, your second company, correct?
That's what we're thinking, yes.
Thinking, okay. Just quick question on that business itself. That one's been
Sure.
in business just as long as
Yes.
as Morningstar Trucking, right?
It has, yes.
Okay. And how is the difference between the like sales of that company versus the sales of Morningstar Trucking? Like
It
what?
doesn't have it does not have a lot of activity under the leasing company.
Okay.
I think, I mean, right now I've got three vehicles under it that I purchased the vehicles and I'm leasing back to my kids. So, it's more of a convenience thing. It's not there for, how do I say this? It's just kind of like a sister, just a shoot off of the trucking company, so that
Right.
if I got a driver, I can buy them a truck or a piece of equipment. I can lease it back to them, and I show separation between that and the trucking company. If that makes any sense to you.
A little bit. Do you mind explaining that, like, kind of in simpler terms for me?
Well, if I'm a trucking company and I
Right.
lease a truck and I lease a truck to a subcontractor, and it's in the name of the trucking company, that contractor technically could come back and say, no, I'm an employee.
Oh yeah, that this whole issue with him being an employee, you don't want to pay the
I don't want to pay taxes. I want to pay him on a
right.
1099. This way, I got a totally separate company that he's leasing the equipment through, and then he leases all of that back to the
So,
trucking company. So he's
okay.
technically he's he becomes an owner-operator subcontractor.
Got it.
And
Okay, that makes sense.
all I and the equipment leasing company isn't there to generate a lot of income. I mean, it will generate some income, but it's minimal. If that makes any sense to you.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure out on my end here for the financing part of it, to finance the purchase of the truck, whether or not it'd be
Right.
a smarter move to use Morningstar Trucking as the company, the one with strong financials, the one that shows that you have
Right.
money coming in
Well,
and out of the account.
we might have to do that, so.
Yeah, because that's one of the biggest issues and concerns that we would probably have over here is the fact that if you were to go through Morningstar Equipment and Leasing, it and there's not, as much money going in and out, it's not that many deposits. It'll be kind of hard for our underwriting department to justify why they should approve you for the loan if it's.
Well, they could always call me and we could talk about
And that's
it.
the thing too. Aside from, you explaining to me, hopefully, we have a pretty straightforward process here as well as
Right.
kind of like quality control that comes with it. So when that happens, when we're, if you're going to move forward, we'll probably figure out and iron out all the details later on. But why don't I just give you a call back on
Yeah, why don't
the Monday
why don't you
after,
give me
and
a
we can go from there.
We'll go from there. Absolutely. I mean, even if it became we make the equipment leasing company the main purchaser and the trucking company then co-signs it. You know what I'm saying?
There's always possibilities. There's always possibilities. Yeah. We'll worry about the financing when it comes. So let's give it about a week and a half, and then we'll go from there.
Thanks, Nico. Have a good week.
All right, Bill. You too. Have a good Thanksgiving as well.
You too.
All right. Bye now.